You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's a new season and a new host for A Prairie Home Companion. After 42 years, Garrison Keillor has retired. He chose his successor, who will bring us his very first Prairie Home Companion this Saturday night, live from the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul, Minnesota. He's a mandolin virtuoso. He's won many Grammys, leader of the Punch Brothers, and now the new host of A Prairie Home Companion, Chris Thiele. Welcome to Stateside and to Michigan Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're very glad to have you with us. How far back, Chris, does your very first experience with A Prairie Home Companion go?
Well, I mean, I think it goes back to, you know, to pre-English speaking for me.
In utero,
Yeah. My folks were early adopters of the show. They were in their early 20s when I was born, and we listened religiously in our family. I can remember sitting there in the living room at a time when I wasn't really distinguishing between Garrison's voice and that of my father's. and so we would spend 2 hours on Saturday doing that, and then we'd drive to a little local pizza place at which there was live bluegrass music every Saturday night. And so my fate was etched in stone from that point on. I was going to be involved in music one way or another. I was on the show for the first time when I was 15.
That's awesome. What do you remember about that night?
Oh, I mean, everything. I remember the songs we played. I remember hearing the news from Lake Wobegon, you know, actually live and seeing Garrison, you know, up there with no notes, just going, getting to watch the sound effects go down, for instance, the acting company, the fake commercials, and then being a part of actually delivering the music. It was a formative experience, to say the least.
And I read that he wrote a limerick for you.
He did. I asked for his autograph after the show. And my mom has the actual program somewhere, but I think there was a musician named Thiele, played mandolin widely and freely. He'd play for the town while riding around on a bicycle doing a wheelie.
I love it. and here you are, his handpicked replacement. Did you have any inkling this was coming down the way for you?
Absolutely not. Oh, absolutely not. It came out of the clear blue sky. He called. I was actually in Ann Arbor, of all places, on tour with the bassist Edgar Meyer, and Garrison calls. He left a message. I was in the middle of a rehearsal, and he left me this message. Chris, I have something I'd like to discuss with you. Might be of interest, or maybe not. Anyway, call me back.
Oh, my word.
And so I know. It's like, whoa. Okay. What exactly? So I call him back, and he outlines this plan that we're now in the middle of implementing.
So you're in an interesting position, Chris, because the show is clearly beloved. It clearly works. I guess 42 years is testament to that. But you must want to reshape it to be yours. So how do you want to make it different without breaking what works?
Yeah, absolutely. The human beings, we're extraordinarily good at detecting artifice or insincerity. And certainly there are elements of the show that would just smack of you know, wearing one's father's clothing or something like that. For instance, I can't tell the Lake Wobegon story. It would only be a pale imitation of what Garrison has accomplished over the years. So we won't do that. In its place, there'll be a spoken word guest every week who may be a comedian, for instance, or actor or storyteller, poet, et cetera, et cetera. But someone who's good at talking to people and coaxing laughter out of a situation.
Yeah, and bringing a lot of different voices.
Yeah, that's exactly. And a lot of different perspectives. Mm-hmm. We want the show to reflect what it means to be alive in our place and time. And Garrison has always been so good. I can remember him just describing, for instance, biting into a summer tomato. You know, things like that that we all have experienced. And that remind us that whatever ails us, whatever has gone on in our week that upsets us or bringing us down, that there are still these beautiful things about being alive, and there are all these beautiful things that we make for each other to ascribe meaning to this existence. That we must maintain. It's so important.
Because that's why people are tuning in. That's what they're looking for.
Absolutely. And we'll do it in some different ways, but the goals of the show will be very, very similar.
Are you going to make a concerted effort to bring millennial listeners into the fold? Has that been part of the conversation?
Certainly expanding the listenership in any way possible. I mean, we won't all of a sudden be pointedly addressing millennials. It won't be all, you know, not every joke will be about Snapchat, for instance.
Sure.
You know, nor will the textural palette, you know, exclude traditional American roots music or anything. But I will say that the sonic palette, it will expand, I think, markedly to include the width and breadth of the exciting music being made in the world.
And with that in mind, tell us about Saturday's debut show. Who've you got lined up?
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, you
well,
love that.
We've got – yeah, we're right in my strike zone now. We have Jack White, the inimitable Jack mm-hmm. White of White Stripes fame. Who's an absolute hero of mine. I think he's brilliant. And he just released it's incredible timing for us because he just released a compilation of all of his acoustic or many of his acoustic recordings, which I think he'll be giving us a tour of live, which is exciting. And then, the incredible Lake Street Dive, this meteorically rising band that actually once opened for Punch Brothers at the Bowery Ballroom in New York. And I knew right then, it's like, well, next time I see them, we'll be opening for them.
I love it.
and they're incredible. And then our spoken word guest is the hilarious Irish comedian Maeve Higgins. I don't know if you've seen any of her work.
I haven't, but it sounds intriguing.
Well, and then there's just also that the Irish turn English into one of the romance languages.
They truly do. I'm married to one. I know. Indeed. I'm very familiar. 40-odd years now. So they
See,
do indeed.
And I bet the longevity is not, you know, that's not necessarily a coincidence.
There you go. I'm curious, will you have time and freedom to continue to work on your own musical projects?
Yeah. The nice thing for me is that the show requires that I be productive. I have this deadline. I've set the task for myself of composing a song every week for the show. But then to say nothing of the fact that, of course, my various projects could at times be guests on the show.
Yeah.
But then there's all this time, and I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with how productive Garrison was able to be, you know, sort of extracurricularly. That's certainly every bit as much of a non-word as bigly, for instance. But I love to work. I really love to work, and I'll find time to make sure that I get to do the stuff I need to do.
So now you're doing 13 weeks of originals?
Yes.
And then the other 39 weeks will have what?
The other 39 weeks, I think I'll be trying to do everything I can to make sure that there are 26 weeks next year.
Okay. So people will get a chance to hear some of the kind of the best of Garrison in those other weeks?
I think so, yeah. And also I think they're gonna be rerunning our episodes a great deal. And I will also do everything we can to make sure they bear repetition.
Now, when do you think – maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves a bit – but when do you think you might take the show on the road?
I know exactly when we'll take the show on the road. The first touring show I think is November 12th in Philadelphia – with, if the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, 26 weeks next year, hopefully we'll be coming to your doorstep.
That would be great. In fact, we really had a great time with Michigan Radio listeners when Garrison was at the Fox Theater in Detroit in May of 2015.
That is such a beautiful theater.
It is.
We Punch Brothers played. We opened for Paul Simon there.
Oh.
Yes. Plus, you could just stroll over to a Tigers game if
yep.
you want to.
Words fail. Words fail when you walk in there. You know, I hope this is not too weird for me to say, but I was thinking if your tenure lasts as long as Garrison Keillor's, you're going to do this till you're 77.
I like the thought of it. I love it. What he has given us over those 40 plus years is indispensable. It's such an important any of us who listen to the show with any sort of regularity understand the gift that he's given us. I mean, it's akin to Tolkien's Middle Earth or P.G. Wodehouse's Jeeves and Wooster characters. You know, these things that get our imaginations humming, that we have these building blocks that we can use to build our own worlds and our own stories. And it's an antidote to the cares and woes of the week and ultimately the year. The idea that I could be a part of doing that kind of thing for people is thrilling beyond beyond description.
It is quite a torch he has passed to you, Chris Thiele, the new host of Prairie Home Companion, heard from 6 to 8 p.m. every Saturday evening here on Michigan Radio. Best of luck with the debut show this weekend, Chris. We want to thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.